River Farm Network. Well, as a sponsor, Ag Country Farm Credit Services has a prime location next to the Forum Building at Farm Fest. The grain markets have been anything but stable. Ag Country Vice President of Insurance and Commodity Marketing, Rob Frowning, says the volatility increases with the weather scares.
We are seeing that, and even just in a future forecast. We're thinking about rain in an area that really needs it, and also the market reacts to that. And so we've seen a lot of that. We are dry in a vast majority of our area. If you look at the most recent drought monitor, the Corn Belt is dry and hit and miss showers. There are spots that get showers, and they're going to have some pretty decent crops. There's others that are really stressing, and the market's trying to guess, you know, what are we going to have?
And the war in Ukraine has escalated, and that also has implications for U.S. agriculture.
What kind of long-term effect is that going to have on some of their inputs, such as our fertilizer that we get out of some of that area? And how are we going to get that to here? And logistics of that could also impact some of the input costs. And that's so far hasn't really been influenced too much. You know, we've seen them soften here a little bit, but I'm a little bit concerned on what could possibly happen there just with the escalation over there in Ukraine.
Well, at Farm Fest, Minnesota Corn Growers Association highlighting a 2022 Ford Escape hybrid electric vehicle. Renewable Fuels Association Vice President of Industry Relations Robert White says the vehicle was developed to showcase the utility of having an option to use electric or liquid fuels.
We wanted to prove a point. We think going full electric is not going to work, and we want to have a soft landing spot for the EV-only crowd. And we also know there's a lot of people that say they'll never drive an EV. So we think this is the happy medium, and what we're seeing is drastic reduction in emissions, upwards of 70% for particulate matter NOx, the key human health ingredients that EPA and California Air Resources Board are looking at. And at the same time, we're barely seeing any fuel economy penalty that we're used to with higher blends of ethanol. We're seeing a really no penalty. We're having a fuel savings and a drastic reduction in emissions that in many cases are beating the electric vehicles on the roads today.
And while a vehicle like this can go a long way towards reaching emission goals, and it remains affordable.
Time is ticking to reach
the cost, the charging times, the convenience, range anxiety, but a lot of Americans don't have garages. Only 40